Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Wrapping up here on Take Command, John Keim with us today. Of course, ESPN.com. You can read all of his work there and listen to the John Keim Report wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe as well. You're so good at saying that stuff, and I always forget. And I do it. Everyone's like, oh, we love your rambling outros. I'm like, thank God you make it that far. I probably should say that stuff earlier on in the show. But we're doing a mailbag today. Last couple of questions here, draft adjacent. Steven Heeler asks, hey, Craig, love you and Take Command. Thanks, Steven. Mailbag question. Hypothetically, for where the Commanders are currently, would you prefer picking up extra picks this year or better round picks next year? For example, we trade from 61 to 80. Would you rather have a fourth round pick in 2025 or a third round pick in 2026? Obviously, 2025 gives us a player now on a weak roster, but potentially a better player next year is the trade-off. Again, weak roster, his words, not mine. But John, hypothetically speaking here, you got two trade offers on the table from the same team. You get a fourth rounder this year, third rounder next year to move back. Which one are you taking?
I'll take the pick this year because I think there's a lot of value in rounds 2 through 4 this year. And so I'm going to take this year, and I'm going to worry about next year, because you're going to get a couple comp picks, and maybe you can do some new, at least I think they're in line for one comp pick for next year. So you're going to add to that already. And I know it would be technically a better pick, but if I know like in rounds 2 through 4, like there are multiple guys that I think can help this team this year, then I want to get that. So like, in my ideal world for them, you're coming up with a D end, a cornerback, a running back, and then an interior O lineman, right? Like that would be, I think, a really good haul. And in those rounds, you can find those. Like you get D end, corner, higher, running back, and interior, and third and fourth. And I think you'd feel really good about that and continue building that way. So I would take it this year for that reason. And again, I think you can get. You can also maneuver next year too. It's not like you can't do that. So if you can do that this year, you're going to probably be able to do it next year as well and pick up something. But, I think the way, so Craig, and the last thing I'll say before you get going, but if they needed a quarterback and needed to move up and you said like, hey, don't like the quarterbacks in this draft class, whatever, next year, let's get some more ammunition to maybe move up. Then I might look harder at that, but I would want to add to this year's haul. And I do think because around this draft is good in rounds 2 through 4, take the known commodity at this point.
I think that's really interesting because my instinct was take the better pick and have a little bit of patience. But I think you've made a really compelling argument for this team specifically and this draft specifically. I think one thing that is worth pointing out in this is that while we have, you know, we go through the season, you know, you and I were talking before we started recording of just like how crazy this season was and especially the playoff run. And then you wake up one day and it's over and you're like, oh, I get ready for the draft now. We haven't looked a lick at the 2026 draft.
Yeah, right.
Adam Peters has a bit of an inkling, and he's got scouts that have an inkling, more than an inkling, because as you're watching your 2025 guys, inevitably there's some guy, you're like, who's that guy? Oh, he's next year. Okay, cool. Let's make a note, and we'll come back to this school next year and scout him. So they have a better feel for the 26 draft and kind of the contour, the shape, the strengths, the weaknesses, round by round. And that'll all change, but like you at least on a large scale have a feel for it. And so because this year's draft is so strong in that third, fourth round area, even fifth round in some of the positions that you might be attacking, I think it's a really compelling argument to just say, let's figure out this year, mm-hmm. and next year we'll deal with next year. The comp picks, that whole thing. I think you've hit the formula correctly, and I think you've actually convinced me that I would probably do the same thing. I think generally, though, I'm more so of like, I can get a third round pick? Sweet, sign me up. Like third round is typically where a lot of that talent cliff winds up being. And if you can get someone, you can get an extra day two pick. One, it's ammunition to move around and trade up and it just hits differently. And two, those typically are going to wind up obviously as better players as well. So I would tend to lean towards, generally speaking, taking the third rounder in the future and just having a little bit of patience. But it also depends on your team circumstances, the shape of each draft, what you need, all that kind of stuff that you talked about. I think that was really well explained. You're good at this, John. Yeah.
The other thing too, Craig, is where in the fourth round are we talking? And yeah. If it's like a low fourth round pick, well, now I might look at it a little bit differently. If it's a high fourth round pick, absolutely, I would take that. Because then it's like, well, what if next year, let's say if it's a high fourth round and you take the third round of next year, what if it's like 15 pick difference? Is it really that much of a difference to wait? But if we're talking a low fourth, and then a high third, that's almost like that's a couple of rounds difference, really. So that would be the other part of it to me is I always like before I'd settle like,
do I think the other team's going to stink this year?
Right. And as you know, like, I mean, if somebody done that with Washington last year, like they would have thought like, oh, it's going to be a pretty good pick in this area. And then it wasn't. So, but you don't know year to year, but I would say like where right now in the fourth round, that would be the other final part to know. Cause if it's a low fourth round pick, then I might feel a little bit differently than it's mid to high.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point too. You know, who's your trade partner? What do you think of them? And it's a guessing game, but it's one that you have to do because there isn't really a better way to evaluate it. Speaking of making trades, our last question comes from Javier. And Javier said a bunch of nice things about the podcast. I don't need to read all of the compliments of ourselves, John, but Avi, thanks for the nice note. To the question, do either of you have any insight into how the war room works on draft day? Specifically, are there tactics that GMs use when trying to leverage more picks while trading up or down? For example, if a QB needy team wants to move up in the draft, will the team on the clock give a heads up to the other teams that may want to trade up? Or will they exaggerate how many calls or trade packages they're receiving for that pick? Or is it more of a gentleman's agreement to be honest with one another? Thank you both.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I think this is a great question, and it's something that I think Adam has talked about before. It's something that, you know, to go to other sports, like Will Dawkins has talked about this quite a bit with the Wizards. Like, you have to build relationships in the league and have trust, but you also can't screw yourself. So how do you think that this goes down, and what do you know from talking to folks over the years that you've been doing this of how these trade calls go down and the negotiations?
I think a good GM will not try to snowball you, because if you do that once, word spreads, and then you ruin perhaps your ability to make trades either with that team, with a number of teams, because if you try to screw Howie Roseman, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a wrath coming down from Philly, right? You may feel like, hey, I love that we made this trade, but you can't sit there and lie to them, because if they find that out later, well, Roseman's going to talk to other people, et cetera. And then it's like, well, can we trust Adam Peters? I don't think Adam Peters would ever do that. Now, perhaps they've had some guys here in the past that may have tried to do that, whether it's a Bruce Allen, Vinny Serrato. I don't know, but
wouldn't surprise me.
Right. Like I know for Bruce, it was always about trying to win the deal, win the trade versus make a good deal. And a good deal can help team X and team Y. Now, an agent, when you're negotiating with them, you may not be able to always trust them, because like that's the stuff, like you hear that all the time. And I remember, this is a little thing, like back in the day, they had a lineman here, Randy Thomas, played for the Jets, was a really good guard for a while before your time. But he was visiting here as a free agent. This is back when free agents always visited before they signed. Now they just like, what's the deal? Like, boom, there you go. They don't visit facilities. Randy was a good guard, was visiting, and he had told them that, and his side told me he had a visit lined up the next day in Dallas. Well, the Dallas coach was Bill Parcells, who coached him in the Jets. Well, Parcells had, and Randy Thomas told us later, Parcells had no interest in signing him. That was done specifically to give him leverage with Washington, and it worked. So you see that more in free agency, like in the past. Now, you know, I think you see that, but with a trade partner like that, if you want to continue to make deals in this league, you have to be more upfront. Maybe not so much like, and if you have three teams interested, you better have three teams interested, because if it gets back that you didn't, if there was no one else interested, then I think it ruins your ability in the future to make good deals.
I think there's also a level of trust that you have to have in order to try to get the deals that you want. So in other words, let's say you want a player and you call a team like, hey, we want this guy. If he's still available when you're on the clock, like, give us a call. Like, you have to trust that team is going to treat that information with the level of security that you want. And that they're going to be honest with you back and say, hey, we've already got a call from another team. And I'm sure there is a protocol of, like, you know, let's say the Jets call and the Bengals call and you're Washington. I don't know whether you say, hey, thanks for the info. We've already had the Jets call. Hey, you guys get on the phone and see who's going to offer us the best. I don't know how the machinations of that work, because I could imagine a bunch of different ways. And, you know, I could go down in my imagination rabbit hole here, and this podcast could become 2 hours long, but we're not going to do that. But in terms of how it goes down, you have to have those types of conversations. And some of those happen before you're on the clock. Some of those happen before, all the information is available, because you have to set up the deals that you want to make. And so, realistically, if you have two teams, three teams, you're working the phones, and you might have multiple people working the phones. So your communication has to be on point between your GM, your assistant GM. Let's say your director of college scouting is best buds with the director of college scouting at another team. You might have those two guys on the phone working out something and getting a feel for how badly they want this player or whatever it might be. And then there's also kind of, I think, the other part. We talked about this a little bit on, I think, the last show it was, John. We got this question again today. So if you asked the question about, like, trade charts and all that kind of stuff, check out the end of the last show, because I think we answered it then. but there's kind of different rules on pricing depending on what you're moving up for. If you're moving up for a quarterback, it's kind of understood. We're going to time and a half, or, you know, all the picks are worth a certain number of points on these trade charts. And if you're moving up for a quarterback, you're going to multiply that total by 1.5 because that's how it works. And so there are certain things in terms of kind of the way business is done that all the GMs more or less agree upon. And if you don't agree, well, you're going to have a really hard time making a deal. And so I think that's, to me, kind of where it comes down is there is both a gentleman's agreement, but also a marketplace. And the market is going to regulate itself in that way when it comes to these deals. And if you don't play by the rules, then ultimately the market's not going to wind up working out for you in the long term.
And I think a bigger key than trying to hoodwink somebody is sticking to what you feel you want or need. And
yeah,
because that's what you're going to see more like, no, we want to get a fifth for this pick as well. Like that's our price. And if you stick to that, that's how you can maybe get, you know, maybe muscle the other team into giving you what you want. Like, we're sticking to our guns here. And if you want to do the deal, this is what it takes. If you don't, then don't. And, you know, you might think like, gosh, you're a tough negotiator, but there's, you know that going in, right? But it's not about them trying to lie to you. It's about them just sticking, like, you know, Howie Roseman is going to stick to certain things, right?
And we saw it last year, right? The Commanders released that footage of Adam just being like, God, you're a pain in the butt.
Right. But I tell you what, like, Adam likes dealing with him. Like, I think they have a good relationship. And, you know, it's important because you do have to deal with them. And it's also, you know, sometimes you might, like, it can be, listen, man, there are a lot like there's reasons why certain things spread around the league is for reporters, for national reporters, because these guys talk too. Not that they're going to sit there and talk during the draft process, like, hey, we love this guy. But sometimes, you know, during the draft, like, hey, this team is calling up about this guy. So you may have to move up higher to get him if you really want him. If you come to us, like, it's there, but you may have to go higher. Like, you want to develop those because sometimes it can help you maybe gain more information about where you need to get a certain guy. So, but yeah, if you start to, you know, I don't doubt that that's happened in the past because, you know, it's not every GM is a good one and not every GM believes in that, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. I think if you want to last in that role and make good trades, then you do have to take that approach.
For sure. And that's a good place to end it with a reminder that we are officially in silly season the next 9 days. Not take everything you hear with a grain of salt, but if all of a sudden something comes out of wildly left field, you're like, that's it. That's weird. There's a chance it's weird for a reason. So be on your toes the next couple of days here as we lead up to the draft in terms of rumors that are flying around. You know, there's teams that are trying to throw curveballs and misinformation. That way they can make the deal that they want without someone else, you know, usurping them. Et cetera, et cetera. All right. That is our show for today. We'll be back on Thursday with a 7-round mock draft with Jeremy Green. We'll simulate all the non-Commanders picks, but we'll try to make a couple trades if they present themselves, and it'd be fun to do that with Jeremy. In the meantime, John, thank you so much for doing this. Where can people check out your work if they want more from you up to the draft and beyond?
Obviously, ESPN.com, the number one place. And then, and I have a story up now. This wasn't about the draft, but it was about Jaden Daniels and just like the development from year one to year two and talking to a bunch of coaches from the owners' meetings about how do you help a guy progress as the NFL tries to figure him out. I say try to because I don't think they will, but as they try to figure out what's the key in helping him develop and continue to maximize his ability. That's on ESPN.com. We'll have draft stuff. And then, of course, on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and then YouTube, Empire Media, A-M-P-I-R-E. There you go. It's on YouTube. So there you go. Thanks, Craig. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was a blast. Well, again, we'll be back on Thursday. Like and subscribe if you made it this far on YouTube. If you're just listening and you're not subscribed, come on, let's go. Hit that button and we'll see you in your feed next time the episode comes out because that's how subscribing works. Thanks for explaining how subscriptions work, Craig. It's 2025. Clearly, this show is over. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time on Take Command.
Mm-hmm. This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.